Church was on fire. Holy Ghost too, from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. Got the Spirit moving all over me. Said
you should have been there when I came through. Church was on fire and the Holy Ghost
from the top of my head to the sole of my feet.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Jesus believers from all over the world. Lord God, we set our faith in agreement today with Jesus believers all over the world. And we thank you that the sky is not the limit. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. Well, brothers and sisters, first of all, let me thank you. Let me thank you from the top of my heart. From the top of my heart, I want to thank you. Because, you know, everybody on here should know I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. I believe I am a miracle. I believe that you are a miracle. And I believe that God does miracles all day, every day, 365 days a year. Whether we know about them or whether we see them, he's still doing them. So yesterday, the inspector came by here briefly. And the electrician. And they were outside, the electrician talking to the inspector. And I thank God because I had done every no audio on Blog Talk. Okay. Is there any audio on Blog Talk now? I have good audio on Blog Talk. Yes. I hear you. Anyway, whoever heard of an inspector telling the electrical contractor how to do a job and not have to pull a permit? It just doesn't happen. It just don't happen. Because the county gets paid through the permits that are pulled through the county. But the county inspector told the electrician, who happened to have been from Chattanooga, how to do the job without having me pay the cost of the permit. Believe me, that would have been more money. And because of the fact that I had already gotten my fire extinguishers and my water backflow done, and paid for that, they went on and issued me an occupancy certificate that I can have up to, but no more than 600 people in here. You think I'm not happy? I am happy. And it was all because of prayer. And you all coming into agreement with me. You see, it only takes, what the Bible say, two. Well, I knew Brother Joe and Jose were in agreement with me. But you see, I saw the power of prayer working. I saw and witnessed the power of prayer working, and it worked on behalf of this ministry. So I want to thank all of you that sent me money to pay. I got enough to pay everything I need done, and I got enough to shave the doors too. That was something I wanted to do. Okay? To shave the doors going into the fellowship hall. Because when I put that new carpet in there, it's a little, it rubs on that carpet. So God, I want to thank you for being the God that you are of provision. Now, this let me see something else too. As God never does anything for one reason. I need somebody with I'm getting a new CPA anyway. But some of you are going to end up broke. You're gonna end up broke. You're gonna end up living the rest of your life. I'm not prophesying this. It's a fact. Because you don't know how to give. You really don't know the benefit of giving. You don't know. I don't know why you don't know. Some of you came out to church and I guess you just got I don't know. This is not for everybody. I'm not talking to everybody this morning. I'm talking about to those people that are going to end up and remain and stay broke the rest of their life. Number one, you're born under a poverty curse. We all were. Sin brings poverty. And then when God breaks you out of poverty, you still don't give. Or maybe you give somewhere else. Maybe you give to another ministry. But you get fed here. You don't give here. Yet, and still you benefit. Now, I'm not talking about the ministries I'm in agreement with, but I'm just talking about those of you that sit under this ministry and you do not give. And you glean from this ministry. Not only do you sit under it, you take what you get here and you give it to other people. You glean from this ministry and you don't give. All I can say is shame on you. But yet and still you consider yourself so in tune with, close to, and you don't give. But I'm going to tell you something. As a man soweth, so shall he also reap. Those of you that are going in the ministry, you're reaping that. You're going to reap it right back. You're going to reap it right back. And you see, I learned a long time ago. Don't come on there. It's because I didn't like it. I didn't like I guess even when I was rich and only Baptist saved, it was nothing for me to put a new roof on a church myself. Or I don't know how many cars I've bought and given away. I don't know how many houses I've given away or helped people own with. It's one thing to own a house. It's another thing to own a house with 25, 50, 100,000 worth of equity in it coming in. I don't know how many second mortgages I used to take and then just give them back to the people, give that equity back. You don't have to wonder why I'm blessed. I'm telling you why I'm blessed. You don't know how many people come here right now and the ministry pays for their hotel bill because I know they don't have it, but I know they need this ministry. So we pay for it. And I didn't feel like I had to talk about it because you don't do things to talk about. And I'm talking about it now. And those of you that don't put any value on my time or my ministry, you're going to reap what you sow. That's all I'm saying. You're going to reap what you sow. The Bible said those that sow to the flesh shall of the flesh reap what? Whatever the flesh is giving out. But I'm thankful that I'm blessed because God has put it on the heart of people to support and sustain. And I want you to tell you something. I have some college students that can only afford to send me sometimes $2, sometimes $5, sometimes $10 or $20. But they do it faithfully because they know that they're not giving me nothing. You're supposed to know you're giving as if unto the Lord. I don't know what's wrong. I do know what's wrong with some of you. You just have not ever had any good foundational teaching. I talked to a man yesterday, and the man was saying to me, one of the old 10-liners, "Oh, I'm just stuck here. Oh, this is nothing." I'm sitting there and I'm saying, Satan, he's talking, I'm thinking, Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. I'm not going to let you put this on me today. What kind of fool do you think I am, devil? Now I'm talking to him, I'm thinking this, talking to God. And so then he started, and so then he said, "I can't do this." I said, "Hey, you're looking at this the wrong way. You can do 1, 2, 3. Then he said, "I'm stuck here. And this person," I said, "Nope, you can do 4, 5, 6. And then he said, "This can't happen." I said, "No, you can do 2, 3, 4. And he stopped. I said, "This is the prime opportunity for you to go in business for yourself. Take your destiny out of the hand of the devil and do something for yourself." I said, "And furthermore, if you do 6, 7, 8, you have the potential to make yourself $400,000 or $500,000 by the end of the year." And then I began to unwind and tell him how to do it. And it was so simple to me. To me, it was like, simple is what you do. And this is to be the fruit. And he started thanking me and thanking me and thanking me. And he said, "You know, Sister Erica," he said, "you're pretty smart." I said, "No, I'm very smart. I thought you knew that." And we both started laughing. "I'm very brilliant. I thought you knew that." And he laughed and he said, "Yeah, I guess I did know it. That's why I called you to dump on you." I said, "Well, let me tell you something. You can't dump on me without dumping on the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost knows all things and will bring all things to my remembrance." Brothers and sisters, that's the truth. That's the truth. I've had people try to steal my spiritual identity. I've had people try to steal my voice. And I tell them, I've had people say, "Oh, Erica, you just changed too much." I said, "Well, what kind of idiot are you? The whole earth changes every 24 hours when it goes from darkness to night, from dusk to dawn. You think changes aren't being implemented on this earth? What's wrong with you?" For one thing, every 24 hours signifies a new day. Every 7 days signifies a new week. Every 28 or 30 or 31 days signifies a new month. So change is taking place all the time. But the question is, can you see it? Are you taking advantage of it? Or are you allowing it to pass you by? One person about maybe 2 months ago tried to insult me. Yep. This is what they said. They said, "And we will give you your share of our offering just like we do everybody else." I said, "Hold it right there. You don't give me nothing because I don't ask you for nothing. And I never ask you to share nothing with me." Let's get that straight first. And the second thing is, I have not known you 31 years that I've been ministering and taken care of by God. So I tell you what, withhold my share of what you say is your offering and give it to the poor. You'll benefit better. And you know what happened? They sent me an offering the next day. I'm not out here for nobody's offering. I'm out here doing ministry every day because I love God and I hate. Can somebody find me that scripture that talks about the spirit of ignorance? There's a spirit of ignorance hovering in the church. And it works with unbelief. Because if you believe in God, you will not be ignorant. Because you will believe and accept his word as the truth. Can you find that for me, Jose? The spirit of ignorance. There is a spirit of ignorance. And if there is a spirit of ignorance, that ignorance can be broken and cast out of you. Thank you. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18, King James Version. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. I asked some of you to send me that paragraph. Okay, Jessica put Acts chapter 17, verse 30. "And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent from the spirit of ignorance." Brothers and sisters, I think a college degree is great. I'm an advocate for education. But if I had to tell somebody whether to choose a secular education or a Christian education, I would tell them, if you can, get them both. Get them both. It'll just enrich your life and make your life better off. What's another year or two in school if you're in school anyway? Because as long as you live, you're going to be in the school of the Holy Spirit anyhow. And what am I saying? I'm leading up to something here. You see, most of the people that I know that I could call really friends, they're old like me. And they've been in ministry a long time. And I'm not the kind of person that likes to chat and gossip on the phone and be doing all. I don't like that. If I ever call you up, I'm going to say what I have to say or do whatever we have to do, and then I'm going to say goodbye. When people come here for ministry, they'll tell you, when I finish ministering, I'll say bye. So long. See you later. You can go now. And it's not that I'm being anything other than moving under the flow of the anointing, moving with the flow of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit lifts, I'm done. I'm gone. I'm finished because I don't have anything to say anyway. Because I know what I say will filter in and out. But what God says is permanent. And it will grow and it will multiply. And it will bring forth seed. So, and that's why I tell you about being obedient. About 15 years ago, I'm telling you, this state, Georgia, never ceases to amaze me. Never. Joanne Butler. What's that lady's name that you knew from? I think she was from Augusta. No, Macon, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, she said that she had a vision of a flying scroll over Augusta. And she said that she saw it over Dr. Sandra Kennedy's ministry. Well, I want to share something with you. How many years ago did we go there, Brother Joe? I can't remember. 15, 20? Brother Joe said 14 years ago, God sent us to Augusta to Dr. Sandra Kennedy's ministry. It's called Whole Life Ministry. And Dr. Sandra Kennedy was just opening up her, so I mean, it had to be longer than that, Brother Joe. She was just opening up her healing room. That's right. Because she used to have a big old bus, like a Greyhound, in the 90s, yeah. And she used to travel on this bus and go to churches doing revivals. But her main emphasis was always on healing, healing, healing. She believed in signs and miracles and wonders, just like I did. Only I was just coming off the foreign mission field, and she was building a complex. She had bought a shopping mall. Because as she was going around in that bus to churches, I think she was affiliated with Assemblies of God back there then. Well, anyway, the other day, you know I'm organized and I've been doing it too, but I looked on my desk and I had this CD, DVD. That somebody had sent me. And they had put, Dr. Erica, do you know what's happening at Dr. Kennedy's ministry now? I said, no. I said, I called them up, asked them why they sent me. But anyway, they said, we think you better check it out. So I put the DVD in and I said, Brother Joe, Jose, come in here, sit down. Let's look at this DVD. find out what's on it. Lo and behold, it started off with Dr. Kennedy sitting down at a table with Sid Roth. And I said, okay. And then it went into Dr. Kennedy has a big replica of the Ark sit on her pulpit. I got a little handmade replica sitting on top of the cabinet in my sanctuary. And Dr. Kennedy was saying how she used to have plastic bread in it, you know, things that was in it, and the Ten Commandments and blah, blah, blah. Well, brothers and sisters, it's happened again in Georgia. I didn't know if I should tell you because of, you know, that thing with the oil, but I still believe in signs and miracles and wonders, and they still happen. Well, this lady, Joanne Butler, what was the lady's name who said God sent her to Sandra Kennedy's ministry? And she wrote that book. She was on Shannon's show. She was on Shannon's show, and she wrote a book about America, and she went to Smith Wigglesworth Church over there in Europe. And she just go where God tell her to go. I can't remember her name. Joanne Butler, you might remember. If you do, would you post her name in it? Anyway, she said God sent her there and showed her a scroll in the air flying. It must have been a couple of months ago because I don't know how long I had the DVD and never looked at it. Dr. Kennedy came into her sanctuary and there was a smell like bread coming from the Ark of the Covenant, the fake one. When they opened it up, Sheila, that was her name, Sheila, H-O-L-N or H-O, okay, this is what I want to tell you, Home, that's her name, Sheila Home, she prophesied and said that God said he was going to do something at Dr. Kennedy Church. Now, Dr. Kennedy has one of the largest Christian bookstores, but it's mostly all charismatic type stuff, healing or full gospel. And she does things. I think I'm older than her, but anyway, we close in age. Anyway, when we were there way back then, I was looking for a manifestation of why God sent me there. What was, because God know I love to see him manifest his glory. Well, it seems like a couple months ago, when they approached the ark, there was a rod in there, and there was a basket of bread, but nobody put it in there, and the rod, it scared them, it astonished them. So listen to this. On her pulpit, they put the ark down off the altar on the floor. And they pulled the ark out. I mean, the rod had a rod. And the rod had Hebrew writings on it. And they called over to Israel and asked what was the interpretation of the writing. And the interpretation of the writing was Aaron. a rod appeared in that ark with hammered gold on the top and hammered gold on the bottom. And it was budding. It was budding flowers. I mean, this just happened. This just happened in Augusta, Georgia, right next to where they play the Masters. Georgia again. And when they took the basket out, it was full of manna. So Dr. Sandra Kennedy said, we're going to have Holy Communion with this manna from heaven, this bread from heaven. Now, you got to know Dr. Sandra Kennedy is a no-nonsense kind of Bible teacher. You either like her or you don't. It doesn't matter to her. So it's on YouTube, by the way. It's called Hidden Manna by Dr. Sandra Kennedy. That's what it's under. When Dr. Kennedy took the manna that showed up in the ark on her pulpit, and right there on the camera in front of everybody, she gives them the bread of life. And she had on these gloves and she broke it. And she broke it. And she gave everybody some that was in her church taking Holy Communion that night. And at the end of the Holy Communion, she tilted the basket up and it was the same small amount that was in there before she gave everybody some. God manifested himself at Whole Life Ministries Church under Dr. Sandra Kennedy with Aaron's rod. You can go there and you can look at it for yourself. You can look at the Holy Communion and watch it. And watch it never ended. It never stopped. There was even when she started, even when she finished, it was the same amount in there when she finished as it was when she started. I'm telling you this because God doesn't want you to be an unbeliever. And I was wondering why God was holding me up. And this DVD had been sitting on my desk all this time. And I never picked it up until the Lord told me to pick it up. Now, all this morning, all I've been hearing is, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thy rod, because see, we do, when Brother Joe and Jose are declaring and speaking the word out, and you know I have a mandate from Psalm 23:3, he restored my soul. Right here in Georgia. Right here in Georgia. The manna. Now, this is the second time in my life I've seen the manna. There was another minister before he died. He used to be a milkman. And the manna, Kay and her husband. And she is still carrying. They were missionaries like me. And the manna would appear in his Bible. And they would just give it out. Now, this is the second time in my lifetime. Only this time, it appeared on the altar in a replica of the ark. And this time, Aaron's rod appeared with it. All of these people were signs, wonders, and miracle believers. And all of these people I knew at the same time, and all of them used to minister with and bring in Ruth Ward Heflin. brothers and sisters, the reason. These are old school believers that they never stopped believing. She had received prophecy after prophecy that God was going to manifest his glory in her church. Look how long it took. But he did it. And he's doing it right now. It doesn't matter whether you believe it. That is not even important. But I can tell you this. I'm going down there and get some of that manna. And I want to see, I told Brother Joe, I want to see the rod. I just want to see it. Because I always said to God, I said, God, you might not use me. But wherever this revival, this awakening takes place, just make sure I'm there. Make sure I'm there. I want to be in it. And he does that. I don't know which one of the DVDs. Which one? It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube where she fed a whole church manna and the body never ran out. It never ran out. God knows what he's doing, brothers and sisters. In 20 minutes, several hundred people were served manna, and it never ran out. It never ran out. Brother Joe and I were there at the beginning of something, and God's going to allow us to experience this again. Only this time, I have my own church. I knew at the point God released me, it was going to have to be something miraculous or prophetic. I mean, really prophetic. Not just somebody spewing a bunch of phony words with no tangible, nothing you can touch or see or feel or know is real. And the thing is, it happened in the church. It happened in the church. Don't be deceived. God is always going to have a church because he is the instigator and the initiator of two things, marriage and the church. Can somebody post the YouTube? I don't know. I'm going to try. YouTube.com/ watch. I think that's it. You see, it is time for you to get rid of that ignorant spirit. Well, of course, you're going to find their whole ministry up there. I'm just trying to share with you because God don't want you to be ignorant. And And I want you to know the reality of God. Then you won't be fighting me so much. Because you don't know. Not because I don't know, because you don't know. And the other one is when she first found the oil. It's up there somewhere. See, it's a whole lot of people. It's a whole lot of people. I don't try to. I'm not pushing Dr. Kennedy's ministry or any. It is what it is, and it's been up there for 30 some years now. Now, what does that tell you? It ain't just got up there yesterday. It's because if you're not interested in knowing Jesus and knowing God, you won't ever run across a ministry like hers. And if you're not interested in being free, you ain't gonna never run across one like this one. But if you just want to hear from somebody that came back from the dead, well, that's good. You know, Jesus is able to raise the dead. And what am I trying to say to you this morning? I'm trying to tell you what the Bible says. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same. And just because something is new to you, that doesn't mean it's new. It's in the Bible. It is in the Bible. And just because you hear something about one person, then don't be stupid and think you got to drop everything you heard where your foundation was built. That's crazy. Wake up. Don't be left behind. Don't miss out. And you see, in Dr. Kennedy's ministry, you're not going to find, at least I never did, no, 250,000 followers. But yet and still, it ain't 2,000 you can find with a manifestation, a tangible manifestation of the glory of God. You see, God, it pleases God to give you a miracle, and it pleases him more if you allow him to give it to you his way. God ain't trying to hold nothing back from you. He just wants you to get it his way. And some of you, you get a little bit of something and you go, you like a bull in a china shop. Oh, this is the way it is. No, this is a part of the way it is. And there are many, many parts. Well, how can you prove that, Erica? Simple. God says the body of Christ. The body. Just because you don't hear me talk about a lot, I have a library here, way over a couple thousand books. And up until this year, I'd read them all. This year, I'm way behind. I guess because of the COVID stuff and other things like that. But God makes sure I'm never left behind. He makes sure that one way or another, he's going to get whatever he is doing, whatever he is in the forefront of, he's going to get it to me so I can love him more and glorify him more and honor him more for who he is, God Almighty. And listen, I don't follow signs and wonders. I love them. I go there, sit under the anointing, but signs and wonders follow me. Now, you can call that arrogant. You can call it whatever you want to. It's still the truth. I love being in the presence of God, for real. And you are supposed to have the ability to discern the real from the unreal. Just like I do. It's a new day. It's a new day. I don't want to deal with the spirit of ignorance right now because God isn't telling me to. But some of you bound by it and you need to get free. Because it ain't going to take you nowhere. You are not even going to be able to get out the pit you in being ignorant. It is a spirit. Don't you get that? It's a spirit. It's a spirit. And what is it about a spirit? You can cast it out. That's my point. You can cast it out. I don't care if you come out of Jehovah's Witness. I don't care if you come out of Mormonism. I don't care if you come out of Catholicism. It doesn't matter. I don't care if you're unchurched. You, God said, ask, seek, knock. Ask, seek, knock. Ask, seek, knock, and the door will be open unto you. Ask, seek, knock. A-S-K. Ask of me. And I will show you. That's what God says. He that asks and keeps on asking. He that seeks and keeps on seeking. He that knocks, the door shall be open unto you. Who is the door? Jesus. Jesus is the door. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the life. And he makes all things manifest according to his timing. According to his timing. Brother Joe is a chef. Brother Joe say, we'll be ready. Dinner will be ready at 6. Now, I don't know, different things require different time frames than that, but he knows what time the meal will be completed and on the table. And you know who the first chef was? Well, anyway, Jesus is our chef. He cooks and feeds us. Ask, seek, knock. Get delivered from the spirit of ignorance. You don't want to be ignorant. And you don't know everything. We don't know everything. That's why we serve a God who is a revealing God. He keeps revealing and revealing and revealing. What do I want to share with you this morning? God loves you. God loves you. He loves you. But you know, there was a song that I think it was Murphy. Murphy made the song. And you got to keep doing it, you know? You got to keep like your Holy Communion. You got to keep supping. You got to keep eating from the Lord's table. And you got to keep understanding, because Jesus said that those, let me put it this way. If you're hungry and thirsty, he'll feed you. And feed you and feed you till you hunger and thirst no more. Does that mean he's going to stop feeding you? Uh-uh. That means that you finally got it where your nourishment is coming from, who your nourisher is. Every day, God is making me love this great state of Georgia more and more. And believe you me, that's not easy to do, knowing its history, knowing its present day. But every day, see, I was born above the Mason-Dixon line. Every day I have more and more respect for the men and the women that made it through by their faith in God. And God is rewarding these people that stood in the face of the adversary, the devil. Some people fought him down. Some people talked him down. Some people outran him. Whatever. Whatever they did in this spiritual warfare battle, they won. They won. Now you set your heart to be freed from the spirit of ignorance. You set your heart to know God in the fullness of who he is. Take your labels off of God and allow him to put his label on you. Stamp mine. 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 And all that I am, all that I possess, belongs to them. And how will he know it? Because you become a demonstration of God on earth. Ask God to empty you of that spirit of ignorance. It's present. It is a hinderer, a blocker. And it will make you not be able to receive all that God has for you. Meditate on this just for a minute.
I'm gonna be like my granddaddy one day.
I want the best wine.
I'm gonna sing this song. It goes like this. Listen.
Thing that's not like you, I want you to pack it away.
people who know their God shall be strong and do exploits.
Say bless, say bless, say bless.